committee meeting. I need a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch. I need a second.
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Reviewing resolution number 202-17 from the county. Authorization of distribution of mortgage tax. Catskill's share was $72,436.54. That was deposited promptly. I think that is about the same, but I didn't ask Kirsten to pull the data. I'll take a look at that and just double check. But I think it's around the same. We were up 16 on 15. I don't know if we're up on 16 on 17. This sounds similar, but I'll double check on that and share that with the board. Not lower, I think, which is good news. In terms of our correspondence, we received a letter from Senator Kirsten Gillibrand with a note of thanks on us helping to coordinate her meeting. She held a meeting at the community center talking to a cross-section of constituents in the town on challenges of economic development, jobs, etc. We have a notice of a public hearing regarding a change in zoning law in the town of Livingston. Those are just required, Liz, right, that they send them and notify us. We also have a public hearing from the New York State Department of Transportation regarding the petition of CSX Transportation approving modifications of three public at-grade railroad crossings, and two of them are in our town. Where are they, guys? And Schoharie Turnpike?
That's MBUF.
That's Athens, isn't it?
I thought it was just one.
No, we only have one. We only have Bronze Cross.
Bronze Cross.
Yeah.
There's two in Schoharie Turnpike and Leeds Athens.
Yeah, there's two in Athens.
Oh, they're both in the town of Athens. Yeah, so we have one.
We have one.
Okay.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow at 10:30 here, I guess.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything we should communicate, or are we good to go on that?
That's just going to be double rail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be what it is.
And they met with the county, and they met, and I was invited to that meeting where they were talking about the double rail.
Okay. I didn't make that one. I met with them on site.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. This has to do with the stockpile that they have on Newberry Street, too. The thousands and thousands of railroad ties.
Okay.
That people in the village have been complaining about.
There's an odor issue.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Is that going to be brought up
tomorrow? It should be tied in, yeah.
Will the replacement of those rails or putting the double rails on change that?
Those are the new ones. So as they progress with this construction, that pile should
be reduced?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know if we can help our village colleagues in any way. Notice of tentative equalization rate that we receive from the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance. We are at an equalization rate of 60.00. Were we 6.1 last year? I thought we were.
I think it's been 60.
Has it been 60? I thought it was 61. But the value is up, 1.65 or something like that, the fully assessed value. So you may be right. It could be that there's no change there. And that's a standard notification that we get year on year. Booklet from the New York Water Environment Association regarding value of clean water quality. Informational packet from the Catskill Community Center regarding the summer enrichment program, which they've been getting some very good enrollment. And if you haven't seen it, take a look. It's actually they're putting together quite a program. History on this, Liz, on the letter regarding Sprouts. Do we support that every year?
We do.
We do. Okay. So this is the town to sponsor the Sprouts program in the amount of $1,000.
It's the Youth Arts Program for GCCA.
And I think they do summer enrichment programs at no charge to the students. And
yeah,
I think
it's a couple days at the school that the little kids go in there.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to do a resolution on that now? Any discussion, concerns? It sounds like we've budgeted it year on year. We good with that? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Mr. Vosburgh on the town to sponsor the Sprouts program. I need a second.
Second.
Second from Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Nope. Motion is carried. Liz, can you let Kirsten know? And
yes.
We'll draw a check on our next draw.
Yep.
Okay, I need to sign that. Great. Letter from Dieter Drake of Anthem Sports, seeking a resolution in support of their 10th annual Tour of the Catskills bicycle race, which is tentatively scheduled for, or is scheduled for Saturday, August 5th. I think we've done that in the past, and I believe that's a pretty successful race, so.
Yeah, I don't think they need anything from us, right?
No, they don't. No, we've offered things to them in the past, and they've said they're in good shape, and they thank you, but they'd love our support. So I'll entertain a motion for a resolution in support.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed, motion is carried. All right, that concludes correspondence. Departmental business. Superintendent.
Yes.
Beers.
Two things. That's the 284 agreement for roads to pave.
Mm-hmm.
Parts content, the entirety, Mary's Lane, the entirety, and 1 mile of course still from 32 to Pulse Sex.
Okay.
All blacktop. The prices are down.
Mm-hmm. yeah, price is good, right?
Yes. Yes.
On material?
I did bump the numbers up just to cover budget, but it's, as I gave Liz a copy of what we have for CHIPS money, which even the bumped up numbers doesn't even come close to what we have. So
good.
Maybe back in another month for another 284. So.
Fine.
I'll make a motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch to
approve
the expenditure of highway monies for the roads as described by Superintendent Beers.
Yes, go ahead.
Second for Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
The second was for resolution for hiring Zachary Hugh.
Uh-huh.
Effective as of 5th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we need to pass that, or no? That's in his budget, isn't it?
Well, we still need to approve.
Approve it. Okay. Motion to approve the hiring.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. Vosburgh. Second.
Second.
Second for Mr. McCulloch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Motion is carried. Do you have anything to report other than a huge thank you from every resident that I've received a note from on the temporary bridge? Yeah. Yeah. It looks great.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, and it came out good. Like I said, to everybody, even Mr. Zuckerman, I do commend our workers on that. They
yeah.
There was a time to work.
Yep.
And they did. They got it done quick.
And you snuck in before the rain.
Yeah.
The ever-ending rain.
That's the tough thing right now.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's having problems with that. Okay, anything else from you? You good?
Good.
Excellent. Anything from cemetery, Bob? We're okay. Nothing there. Everything's fine. Excellent. Lots of grass to be mowed, I'm sure, if we can ever mow it. So our new business tonight. I had one other piece of correspondence that I just want to let the board know about, which is a group that's working between the town of Hunter and the people that are working on Catterskill Falls, trying to make that safer, etc. They're putting a letter in, and they just wanted my signature on the bottom, supporting some changing of the signage so that the signage that you look at now makes you think that Catterskill Falls is right on that bad turn there. And if you're not from around here, that's why we've got all that parking going there. So they'd like to change the signage in two areas. One is at the bottom, and then the other one is at the top to help them with traffic. And they just wanted the support of the supervisor at the top of the hill, the supervisor at the bottom of the hill, and the others. We don't need a resolution or anything. I just want to let you know that I was going to sign that letter in support of trying to change the traffic up there. The good news is it's extremely popular, but it comes with its challenges. Mm-hmm. So, and because our first responders are frequently involved, anything we can do to help that, I think, is a good thing. So I will be signing that. We also signed something that asked if they wanted to support any type of parking endeavor where we could get people to stop from parking up that hill. If we could, you know, if they want to make us a parking lot down in Palinville, we'd take that for nothing. We're waiting to hear.
What's with those cabins at the bottom?
Cabins at the bottom need to remain forever the way it is. If you change that, I know, but if you change the footprint, then it needs to be added into the park and you can't do anything with it, is the way it's been described to me. I don't know.
Are you talking in Allen Avenue?
No.
No, you're talking.
Across from Fred.
Oh, across from Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the end of Malden could be a good parking area.
There's
still a town road.
Yep, that's true. So we'll continue to work on that. That's kind of a never-ending challenge. It's success breeds challenges. New business. Proposal from CIA Security for single-door card access control system for the ambulance building in the amount of $4,413.27 and an upgrade of Town Hall's card access control system in the amount of $2,206.97.
No,
this was for the ambulance.
We held off on approving it because George wanted his building looked at.
George wasn't sure what he needed out there, so they came and they gave him a quote on what he needed, and I think this is with his recommendation. So I'll entertain a motion, as this is not a budgeted item.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And if we can let George know, or whoever is letting CIA Security know, they can start installation, Liz.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have paperwork to sign?
I have paperwork? Okay. We'll do that. The bids came in, and we only got one.
Oh, what about Town Hall?
What about Town Hall? I'm sorry.
You only discussed the ambulance. You discussed the update to...
Oh, the update to the access control system? Yeah. That's the 220697?
Yeah. Do you want two different motions?
You want two different motions, though?
No, I just want... It goes with both, right?
Yeah.
It was both. Yep. So we put the RFP out mid-May. We posted it on the website, or early May, I think. And we put it on the... posted in the Daily Mail. Bob had a good point. We probably need to maybe entertain putting it in a broader newspaper base. I know we had somebody who came in, and I remember somebody coming to the counter, but the only person that has posted is Tim Russell from Greenville. And I believe it was $600 for the inspection of all the buildings, and then $400 quarterly.
The only thing I didn't like was he didn't put anything on what it would cost if he did an hourly rate to do repairs that needed.
Yeah, which the RFP didn't ask for it, and after I looked at it, we didn't. We said once he gave us the list, then we would determine, they would price it project by project, depending on what it involved. I'm sure we could go back and ask for that. I have to recuse myself from this because I know this gentleman, and he's done work for us.
But I think that's something we need to...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a...
Yeah, I think...
Way into the ballpark. Mm-hmm.
And I think George is hoping that we can get somebody sooner rather than later.
Yep.
So you want me to...
Yeah,
have Liz reach into
what
would be an hourly rate for the project, or how would he price projects?
Right.
Okay, because some people price them by the job. Some of them do them by the hour. So we'll follow up to that, and then we'll meet the next time around and make that decision. Any other thoughts, comments on that? Okay. Can you make a note on that so I don't forget? Thank you. The operation and maintenance of the Leeds and Jefferson Heights sewer district from the Village of Catskill. We received one bid, and it was from the Village of Catskill. I've consulted with Delaware Engineering. We do not need to do anything tonight. Everybody wants to crunch the numbers and make sure that the coverage is everything that we thought of. You're in the process of reviewing that. I would recommend that we make that award the third week this month, if that's okay with everybody.
Hmm.
Nothing is out of order.
Does that mean the timetable? Didn't you say we won't have any connections? We haven't even released Jefferson Heights for homeowners to make connections yet, so in those 2 weeks, nothing's going to be connected.
Okay.
I just remember you said last week that we need to get this done quick.
Well, we need to have the pump stations. We need to have somebody to operate and maintain them before we have connections of houses. So as long as we do what we need to with this before that happens, we're good to go.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about a testing scenario at this point.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we'll table that until that next meeting. And then, many of you have are aware, Paul and I have attended the Consolidated Services meeting. It's been pretty well reviewed in a public hearing and also in the newspaper. And there is going to be some additional steps taken. I don't think they're binding at this point, but there's another meeting of the what is considered the board, which is the town supervisors and Mr. Groden on areas of interest. Is that the best way to describe
yes.
it, Paul? Okay. So I think a couple of them that were mentioned, what I've communicated to the members of the board in our, you know, anecdotal conversations is certainly we're interested in exploring, but we, you know, we're not at a point yet where we could declare a preference in one way or another. I did initiate some conversations with Michael De Benedictis. He made some observations. One of them that was interesting was how much comes through this office versus how much just goes to the bank, because you and I had that conversation. Yeah. About 70% of it goes through the bank now. Michael manages 30% of it here. So is that something that we could discuss? He supported the discussion. And the others that were mentioned, we'll see what rises to the top, and I think each town is going to have to come back to their community and have that conversation.
Yeah, on that, inquire about the timetable. So when the banks get the money, they hold it for a couple days. This is how it was explained last week. They hold it for a couple days, then it goes to the county. Then when does the town and the fire districts and everybody right. else get their money?
So Mike,
said, I'm sorry, guys.
No, go ahead.
He said it would be expedited immediately.
Yeah.
There would be no lag time. There would be no.
I checked with Michael on that also, and he said the process would remain the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And the banks are going to do it because they're going to get a little bit of interest, which
yeah.
pays for
yeah.
them to do it.
Yeah. Now that is not a department of ours that costs us money. I mean, that department pays for itself, for lack of a better way of describing yeah. it. But certainly, one of the things that Michael mentioned is living in a state like New York, you pay layers of taxes, whereas mm-hmm. if you live in other states, you pay one tax. You know, if you live in Florida, you write one check. So I don't know where this will go, but I think what we should do is listen and see. It all has to come back to the town level to make the decision anyway.
Well, apparently it's going to the legislature first.
Okay. So they'll
and
make
they're going to vote on it. And then if they agree to it, then it comes back to us.
Okay. All right.
So that's changed. Because they needed an answer by us by August 1st. And then the county was supposed to let the state know by September 15th.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to the next meeting and we'll clarify. And I think as we start sorting through the lists of things that were mentioned the other night, you know, I'll bring that back to the board in terms of, because we have the ultimate decision as to whether or not we choose to
right.
participate. So we could, in theory, agree that, sure, go ahead and explore X, and then we ultimately come back here and have public hearings. Is there a referendum required, does anybody know, to around elected positions?
Elected, yes.
Okay. So if we were to choose to do something like receiver of taxes, we'd have to have a referendum
yep.
anyway, if that were the one that was chosen. So we're at the table. Thank you for filling in for me when I was away, and we'll continue to see if there's any opportunity. Okay. Delaware Engineering. You could be like the Maytag repairman. Nobody here.
Well, as I typically would do, just a quick update if you haven't driven around town. The areas of Jefferson Heights have all been paved at this point. They're continuing to do some restoration work at properties in the area. We have some additional testing yet to be done. But for the most part, we are just about done with the construction piece of it. The restoration, we're going to have to continue to come back. We know that that's going to be an issue, especially with the rain that we've had. Homeowners, they're not going to have grass growing for a bit. Just fingers just washing away. So we'll have to continue to come back for those pieces. But the project, the meat and potatoes of the project for Jefferson Heights has been completed. Once that testing piece is done, we'll be able to release Jefferson Heights, and I'll get into the pamphlet information for mm-hmm. Lattles in a little bit. One of our current crews is heading up 23B towards the 23 overpass. The other crew is over in Park Lane, Park Ave area. And I get my picture taken in this.
You're good.
Second crew's over Park Lane, Park Ave, across from Story Motorport, installing sewers there. They will be there for a couple weeks as they go through that area. And then they were also going to jump down and work on the force main near the Carl property by the pump station that's there, like the Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Question on Park, all three parks. They're doing the water, or who's doing the water lines there?
The water line, we're in agreement. We're in the process of getting an agreement. We just got some numbers back from our contractor. They came in higher than what we were anticipating for budget. So we got to crunch some numbers and maybe do some value engineering, I'll call it, to figure out as much as we can do in that area. Same thing on Forest Hills. They've gone up to a certain point. We kind of lucked out there. They'll need to do some blasting to hit some hard rock. So that is, as they come through there, we'll be able to catch back up with the water. The village has stepped up and offered to do all of the fusing for the HDP pipe, which is great. That saves us some. But we're still in negotiations on getting a good price for that water release. It still works.
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's that. Once we get the numbers crunched, then the question is, do you go less, right? You could make some choices there. But I think we're optimistic with, when you think about the size of this project, that we should be able to gain some efficiencies somewhere and be able to do this in a way that would not reduce service, but would allow us to catch them up.
Correct. And they're not far enough ahead at this point that it's that big of an impact that we haven't put any water mains in yet.
Right.
That takes care of the areas that they're working at. Any questions in regards to that before I jump to the laterals?
The one area where the 9 residents in the center, are we anywhere with that? I wasn't sure.
Not yet.
Okay.
That piece, because it came in late and we're focusing on what they're building right now, we're going to have to add that piece in. There will be a... have to come back down and do that. It's outside of the main piece that we've done in Jefferson Heights, so it's not like we're going to come back and go over the top of ourselves again.
Right.
It's a different section in Jefferson Heights, which is to our benefit. But no, we're still
and we have to do easements there anyway, which means we're going to have to engage
correct.
With our attorneys and start that from scratch.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just keep me in the loop on that. Sorry. So we can...
Yeah, we've got a couple that we've talked to already that we need to follow up with continue to move those forward.
Mm-hmm. Restoration issues? Anybody have anything that Travis hasn't already been identified, hasn't been identified for him?
I'm just a resident. I just heard there was a meeting. I have a question.
Sure. Absolutely.
So the natural gas, the section in Wild Wing that you did not do will not be it will not be put in. Is that correct?
The natural gas piece is a separate project from what we're doing. That's Central Hudson, and their contractor is Mullen.
You're contracting,
and that's separate from the sewer project that I'm a part of. We tried to do as much coordination with them as we could. Just so, like I was saying, we're not restoring things twice as much as we can avoid that.
Right.
But Central Hudson is separate from us.
Right, so. Earlier you said you're done with the paving project, so
correct.
I saw where Central Hudson stopped, and you guys paved, so I'm assuming that since we didn't answer the letters in time and Central Hudson decided that there were not enough interested residents.
My understanding, and again,
I'm not holding you to
no, I'm not part of the organization. My understanding was that everywhere that there is gas currently, they are replacing it. There were some sections on Brooks Lane and Country Club Estates where there was not gas, and they put those surveys out to try to gain enough interest to go in that area. I'm not sure if that there was enough interest.
Was there a second survey?
They put a second survey out.
Tony, right?
Yeah.
Where Tony lives, they don't have gas supply.
I got you. Okay.
So when they did Wild Wing, where the hospital is, they came around, did me up that section, down the other section.
Do you have
but they didn't get over to where
the maps? Phase one, phase two, and phase three.
They skipped the flag from after the flag pulled down, and then they.
I thought all of Wild Wing was Austin Acres is included.
Matt answered that letter, and he said he was interested. And as far as I knew, was Central Hudson was sending out a second response to see if there was any interest.
Okay. Correct, but that may have only been on Brooks Lane and Country Club Estates. I'm not sure if they were looking at Wild Wing or not.
Because I thought originally they were hooking everybody up.
Yeah.
That was our original understanding, that all of Jefferson Heights was going to be connected. And
but they're still working. I mean, today I went into the hospital, and then they are digging up that road, going into the hospital.
Are you interested in getting it? Is that what you're...
I have mixed feelings, because if it's there, I have a choice then. If it's not there, I'll stick to what I have.
Yeah.
Financially, the cost of the new furnace and what would be my obligations if it did come to my house, would I be forced to tie into it?
I don't think so.
Have it there for like...
For gas.
Not for gas.
Not for gas.
The obligations, they wanted something saying that you were going to hook up to...
Oh, they wanted a commitment, yeah.
They did say that.
I think... Probably
they
rather
than so many commitments before they were going to run a line.
Yeah.
Right. That just scared, I think, a few people on the financial.
Sure. I actually have a contact name and number of someone because this isn't a municipal type of initiative, but they have a gas expansion manager and his name.
I think I sent them a letter.
Okay. And you gave them, okay.
I just said, just come.
Yeah. Sure, come to the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and yeah, go ahead.
It's phase four. I don't know if this is public, so I don't want to show it, but
okay.
All of Wild Wing is in phase four.
They were doing blacktop and in there, so that's why I figured they must be done.
It finishes. But, it's that's included with
it.
Austin Acres.
Yeah.
Eventually, all of the side streets.
All right. We should reach into them and find out the results of the survey.
We're going to transfer air with binder up to the top and never even back to the road.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So that most likely won't happen this year. That'll probably be next year.
Right.
That gets done.
Correct. Thank you.
I'll take part of the blame.
So according to this, they should be in that area in July.
Oh, man. I got
just the stones.
Yeah. I'm always sweeping the stones out of the driveway. It's just one of them. Things, but
I clearly know that.
Understand that.
Yes, for as much as we could avoid it, we coordinated with Central Hudson to pave and then not have to have anything dug up backwards. You're always going to come up into some spots where they miss something or they got to go back and again.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. More trenches
it could be next year.
Right.
So I'm going to send them a note and just. For the purposes of us to be informed, just to ask them what the status is of their expansion. Because they did send out a second survey.
Yeah, right around the end of April.
April, exactly. It was the end of April that they did, you're right. But they were looking for a reasonable number, and I think they were looking for a commitment, as you said, Sean.
Yeah.
But let's just see what they got back. There were some people that... We're kind of like, oh, well, now that I know, I'm interested. And then there are others that are saying, oh, you know. So, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if there's no more questions.
On to laterals.
Yep. So what you should have in front of you is, I'll still call it a draft because we can still make edits to this. This is the lateral connection permit process that a homeowner, if they're going to make a connection to the sewer, would come in and get one of these packages that spells out the materials that they need to use, the process to go through it. It's a checklist of a bunch of different information that
is a benefit to the homeowner. As Bob pointed out, it's cumbersome. There's a lot of information in it. Hopefully the contractor will assist as they go through this. We're always available as well. If they have questions, they can certainly call us, and we can walk them through it. But it goes right through from the start of getting the information for your property all the way through to the completion of construction and a sign-off by the inspector. A couple things that we'll need to figure out, not necessarily tonight, but our process of where folks are going to come and get this information. We will need somebody to track it for the town, keeping track of the permit numbers and the name and property of which ones are out there to be connected. As of this point, I have Town Hall's number on there for them to call Liz when they're scheduling for that work, for the inspections, because as that contractor is doing the piece, he may get to a certain point and want us to come look at it. I didn't want to give out my inspector's cell phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. And we had a preliminary discussion yesterday, and I think it makes sense to have this up in code.
Oh, yep.
In terms, so you should use that on, you know, as we edit this document.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Elliot and also to Dawn, our assistant that works over in finance. We believe that there's capacity there for her to come over and help Jen cover some hours. I think it was Liz's recommendation. We probably need a Saturday and an evening for folks that are working so that we provide that.
Most of the time, you will get some contractors doing some Saturday work if they got main jobs, and this is just kind of side.
Or if a homeowner has decided to do it themselves, because I know of at least two that are going to do their own.
Yep.
I think Rick was thinking that he was going to do his own, and some other folks that, you know.
Certainly.
Have a backhoe and can't wait.
So we've also sent this information to codes, and Elliot has reviewed it, and some comments. We've incorporated most of those comments in here. The one other thing that I don't have in the packet is contractor insurance requirements, which Elliot had a form for that, and we're going to include that as well.
We're also going to use the numbering system that he already has in effect. So that this data can be incorporated into his database. So the alternative would be to start with, you know, packet one, but it makes more sense that we be able to enter this into the existing database. So he's recommending that we use the, what are we numbering, septic tanks up there, I guess?
No. Connections, sewer connections. What do you mean?
No, he has a numbering system for this type of work. And what Elliot is saying is, rather than starting a separate number exercise, keep this within his numbers. It'll still be labeled as a separate initiative.
Yeah, as long as he's got, I don't know what database is using Access, do you know?
He's using whatever the previous code officer who had the IT background developed.
As long as he's able to break the data down and pull just, if we have to, pull all of Jefferson Heights permits at once.
So we know where we are and how many have enrolled. That's a good question to ask him.
But the other thing, Travis, is I noticed going through this thing, you know, we're calling for inspections on different parts of this project for the homeowner. Are they going to call you, or everything should be handled through
Elliot? I'd like to handle it through Elliot, have them have just one single number to call.
And then they call and
correct.
And if you're going to do the inspections, they're going to call you to do it.
And that may work out very well for us too, because for the time being, we're going to use Delaware staff that's on site. We're already here doing the work. We're going to use our forces to do the inspection.
This is going to be multiple inspections, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. So are we going to do?
We should do it after hours. I was just going to say that.
Most people, yes. Yeah. And in that regard, we'll need some assistance from, I don't know if Elliot is going to be a part of that as well. We'll need to have somebody available for, well, the other thing too is you leave it during normal business hours. And that's the way we've done it in other communities, because in other communities we've had code enforcement do all the inspections. and they're there for these certain hours, and we need to make your appointment during those hours.
Yeah, I don't.
We can help.
I mean, if it was one time, I'd say yeah, but asking people multiple times to take off from work or.
Right, we're a little different. He's under contract, and I don't want to.
The other thing too is.
Although it's charged back.
The majority of these connections, you're going to have a contractor doing the work.
Yeah.
And that contractor is going to reach out to, if it's Elliot that we're calling, to reach out to Elliot, say, I'm going to need an inspection tomorrow. I'm going to be ready for one. Can you make it for this time? And then we'll set it up, whether it's our guys or Elliot goes to do that inspection. We'll make that work.
The majority of inspections can be done without somebody there. You can call on the phone and say it's a good day, too.
Certainly.
Done that myself.
Ideally, it's best if they're there.
I understand that.
Something.
Yeah, you can fix it then.
But
yeah.
If they can't make it,
sure.
It doesn't mean they can't expect it.
So, one of the things that I think, once this goes out, right, there's going to be a letter that goes out that tells everybody it's time to contact the town. That's the letter that says, go to code.
Mm-hmm.
Code's number is... So that to me is, a 10 or hopefully 6 or 5 stage process, right? Which is you go up there, here are the hours, and we'll tech through that. And we'll also talk about putting Dawn up there and then establishing if we want off hours.
You could even use Dawn down here during the day, so people don't have
If court's not in session.
If court's not in session, they could be down here, sure. Yep, that's a good idea.
You could use the office over
Yeah.
And write what she has to keep track of and whatever system they come up with.
And as we get going through this, I've used this in other communities and we've made some modifications along the way. We have this here until somebody comes and gets it. So if we get going through the process and they'd like to have something tweaked, we can make those changes, and then as we continue forward, we have a modified document that people are working off of.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Saturday work, people that work on Saturday, maybe we can get, either Fred or, you get Mike or somebody to come in on a Saturday to check some of these, because Delaware Shores isn't going to come all down from the hall anywhere.
I'll talk to Mike and Lee and see if they're willing to
do that. So we get our ducks lined up.
Yeah.
We'll have everything covered.
And I think once we're nearing a point where he says letters need to go out, we'll lock this down. But so far, what I'm hearing is it's going to be code. We'll staff up to with the hours that we just referenced. I think this will write itself as we continue to lock down this information. Yeah, right. Exactly. I think you could wrap this up in a matter of weeks. I agree, Bob.
So when are they going to get a yellow building permit?
These things are so easy.
I think they get a standard building permit or is it a no? It's going to be another.
They're going to use this. They're not going to get a regular stand. Okay.
There won't be anything that's hanging on the door in a color or anything like that.
They're going to get this.
Okay.
So when they come in to get this, they're going to need to fill out this top piece. We can make a copy of that top piece, which they have to fill out twice. So we have all of their information, the same permit number, duplicate. They can take this right with them. We'll have a copy here so that when we go out to do those inspections, when that call comes in, hey, I need to go inspect this house, we can swing down here, grab their packet, go to their house, fill out what we need to do.
So when they pick up this packet, are they going to get the permit number when they pick up the packet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so say I lose my packet and come down and get another one. Now we're going to have another one.
I have a duplicate packet
here. Okay.
All right. So every packet, so I'm Mrs. Smith, and I come in that day, and I'm getting permit number one. Dawn or Jen is going to hand me a packet that has one on it, and we're going to have a packet here filed that says permit one. And that way they don't have to chase Mrs. Smith down. Whoever it is that's going to inspect comes here, picks up packet one.
We should make, since we pay per copy, we should write down the numbers, make all the copies that we think we're going to need. This way we can charge it back.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to make a lot of copies.
We're going to make a lot of copies, yeah. And I don't see any way of putting this online because I'm sure that's not, the world is not ready for that.
No.
I understand.
Unfortunately not.
I understand.
know is the copy of a canceled payment check, that, you know, from the owner to the contractor, if you want, attached to this thing.
Yep.
And a copy of the bill of lading from a licensed septic hauler, because, you know, there are guys who are not septic haulers, they're going to have to hire somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I pointed out to the...
But if you're doing it yourself, how are you going to cancel the check for paying for doing the work?
There's going to be some exceptions. If you're doing the work yourself, then you wouldn't have that. So you're still going to have a septic hauler come in.
And we're going to, you know, the first week of this is going to be pretty rough. And the problem is each applicant will only do this once, so it's not like they're going to get better the second time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hopefully we will, and we'll be able to proactively provide some direction.
You know, if we need to, we get to that point, we like I said, we can make some modifications to the document, or we can do some helpful tips and throw that in front of it as well. There's a couple different ways that we can try to make things easier. And the other thing that I was mentioning prior to us getting started, one of the issues that we ran into in Greenville was we had multiple contractors working on one building, and they were all trying to coordinate with code enforcement. There were multiple people calling in. It was getting very confusing. So we added in either an individual or a company that is responsible. Whoever comes in, that they're that contractor or they're that homeowner, they are responsible. They're the general contractor. And anybody else that does work, you're responsible for coordinating that piece.
Mm-hmm.
If your plumber needs somebody to come in and do an inspection, that person that filled this application out is going to be the one that calls, just so we don't have multiple. So they are the general contractor for that property until it's done.
So, I think we're going to have to, once you get to the point where this is going to happen, we're going to have everybody in a room together for one more time.
Yeah.
And when we get a couple people that come in, we think we've got some, you know, I can come down and be here for that period to see things going.
And I think we have to look at our hours, because I'm not sure when we start up there. Is that...
Sure. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it also inside the basement inspection, or just from the lateral to the foundation?
Yeah, we're going in the house and doing inspection. We want to make sure we have everything connected up, because one of the things that we don't want to get is sump pumps. And people have sump pumps in the basement. We don't want that connected.
But the gray water is
the
dry runoff, right?
So what's the difference between the septic and the gray water? So what is if your basement floods and you're pumping it out, so what are you supposed to do with it now?
Well, that's part of the stormwater separation project. So if you're sending all that not so dirty water down to get treated, it's a waste of money.
Correct. The gray water can go in the new sewer.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yes. You're saying if you have a sump pump
in your basement, so
you do not want the sump.
Okay. Because that's groundwater. You're just taking groundwater, pumping it in, and we got to treat.
Correct.
Spending money to clean water somewhere else at home.
On this letter says after we get that paperwork and so forth, if I can't get this done in 6 months, I can file for another 6 months.
Correct. Yep. And the reason behind that is we're trying to get folks connected up give them some incentive to connect up. After we go past that amount of time, there's potential for a charge to do this permit process. As of right now, we have no costs.
Okay.
Right. No costs for the homeowner to come in and get that packet,
right.
Do whatever they need to do. If we're outside of that 1 year window, then there'll be a fee.
A charge for the permit.
Yeah.
Well, for the permit and for the inspections, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, so other than now, the permit and inspection is free.
Correct.
If you're in this window.
You got it.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
That's good.
Now, Travis, are you supposed to, when you pump your septic out, are you supposed to pump the dry wells out too?
Any tanks that are there?
There's no tanks, it's just the extra, what is it, the water?
There shouldn't be any water probably in your dry well. If it's old,
if it's laid up, it's operating correctly?
Right.
Right, if it's operating. But your septic tank, and we can leave that in the ground and fill it?
Correct.
Okay.
Needs to be pumped out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, good.
Bob will be manning the desk up at Ducks. Yeah, no, I've got one of the gentlemen who owns the building where the Linden home care is. He's got his contractors lined up. He's ready to go. Whenever we say push, you know, pull the trigger, he's there.
Yeah, I've had a couple.
You're ready.
Yeah.
I'm taking your advice. I'm going to get four. We'll make a decision.
Yeah.
I'll do yours.
Unless Sean comes down and does it.
Yeah, I'm going to do yours. Yours is the only one Jefferson Heights in the business.
Any other questions of Travis? Any other items we need to put on the table for this meeting? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion from Mr. Vosburgh, second by Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all, everyone. The meeting is adjourned.